Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hand signals?
Look, these are like Devin's hands when they're all like...
Are those what his hands look like?
They don't bend backwards.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
We're on a pod.
Nice to see you. Daniel, nice leather jacket.
You know, I wanted to be in the spirit of bullies today because bullies wear...
Because you're bullying animals for their skin.
Oh my god.
It's kind of factual. Let me take this thing off.
Oh my god.
No, I like it. It makes me feel comfortable at their expense.
I mean, that's called being a bully.
No one can be bullied without being a little bully themselves. Am I right?
What?
I don't know your logic there.
Yep. Nope.
Hey, whatever.
Every bully's been a little bullied.
Oh, most bullies,
are bullied by their father.
Yep. Yes.
Most bullies have been bullied by their dad.
Their parent.
Yeah.
It really makes it sad when you see it from a higher angle.
Yeah, it's all just a cycle of sadness.
Yep. They say, I can't live with this abuse alone.
Dang. So here, you have some.
Yep.
Which is kind of like sharing, which
absolutely.
Is a good
it's
thing.
Absolutely. It's like, share my burden with me.
Sharing is caring.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Yep.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Yep. Lean on me.
So when you're not, we're not gonna do that. No, we'll get flagged.
We got a rewatch today, babies.
Rewatch
season one, episode 12B.
It's called Bullies.
Bullies.
Written by Mike Priester, directed by Chip Hurd.
Chip,
you guys remember
loved
Chip?
Working with Chip Hurd,
dude.
Yes.
Loved her. One of our few, like,
directors, she's amazing.
Yeah, the industry, look, man, directors, DPs, it's just very men heavy. Is it
internalized misogyny that I don't remember her?
It might be, ooh. Lindsay. It might be.
Well, likely.
She was great. She was an actress, like, singer. Like, she had her own
her daughter,
yeah.
Kim Fields, who was in, like, many different projects. Yeah. And I was like, wait, why is your last name Hurd? I didn't get it. But it's like, because she married someone, of course.
Yeah. Chip was amazing. Like, when I just saw her name, like, pop up on the episode, I was like, oh, Chip.
Yeah.
She was so good with us, man. Just such a cool woman. Yeah. Going to do a little recap for you listeners at home in case you didn't watch this episode or you've never seen Nez Declassified. Here's what happens. We start with a National Geographic animal documentary style shot of bullies.
Oh,
bullying people in the wild.
Nat Geo.
Yeah, you know, and here we have the bully going after a young coconut head. And yeah, coconut head gets his clothes turned backwards, bullied by
which
Little
Mermaid.
Which I kind
of like,
was great.
Thought was like strange.
Oh, what, well, they stripped him of his clothing and then put it on backwards?
I thought that was a very strange.
Well, luckily it was a cut, so then it's funny. Because he's just like, whoa, he's so messed up.
And
his clothes are turned
around.
And
you know he's been sexually
assaulted. But when you think about how it happens.
Right.
Oh, that's strange.
Tough one.
No bueno.
Yeah.
Loomer is looking for Ned and Cookie. And so they come up with an insane plan to get Loomer kicked away to Nebraska.
By a slingshot.
By hitting him with the mop bucket slingshot.
Like a slingshot. Yeah.
Mose grapples with the fact that she herself is a bully sometimes. And in order to balance out her bullying ways, she teams up with Claire Sawyer, future lawyer, to start a peer mediation program. And they go on a hunt for the right teacher to lead this peer mediation.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they go through all the wrong teachers. And then, of course, they find Mr. Monroe, Jim J. Bullock, who's just the right sweetie pie for the job.
Mm-hmm.
She tells Ned and Cookie to not go along with their plan while she's setting this up. Of course they do anyway.
It's foolproof. Cookie's ideas always work.
It's foolproof. They're going to hit him with the slingshot. His mom's going to take him out of school and he's going to get sent away to Nebraska, where they have shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail every night.
Not in Nebraska. Perfect landlocked. Yeah. Very flat. You don't want Nebraska shrimp.
No, you don't.
That is food poisoning. Anyways, sorry, Nebraska. But they
you
go.
You can just apologize to me directly.
As a representative,
I speak for Nebraska.
Yes.
All of it.
All right. So the boys go to hit Loomer with the mop bucket slingshot according to their plan.
Of course he misses.
But Ned finds out Loomer wasn't looking for him to beat him up. He was actually just looking for him to ask him, why won't Jennifer Mose hang out with him? Because he loves her. And then Cookie misses him with the slingshot and Loomer realizes they were trying to hit him. And he says, now you're dead. Now I'm coming after
you. I'm gonna get you.
So this leads to some terrible and wonderful advice from Gordy, where Ned and Cookie have coffee with him in the school office, and he gives them the advice that sometimes you gotta be crazy to scare a bigger person.
Yeah, crazy.
And then we get...
I vouch for that.
Yeah, out crazy the bully.
And then we get crazy Neddy.
Crazy Neddy. I loved that.
I forgot about this episode until I didn't. When that popped up, I was like, oh, yeah.
Dude, because, yeah, Cookie's, like, hyping Ned up, and he's going around selling tickets. So I felt like I had to, like, emulate Don King, the guy who used to promote Mike Tyson fights and stuff like that. It was great, man.
You nailed it. Anytime they put the jumpsuit on you,
oh yeah,
different human.
And, like, the moonwalk, that whole section,
that
I was like...
was cold.
So P. Cookie...
I was like, wow.
P. Cookie comes out to Loomer to hype up that Ned has gone crazy.
Ned's looking for you.
Yeah.
Ned's gone crazy.
Did you add the moonwalk thing on your own, or they had that
in
there?
I think it mentioned moonwalk, and I practiced that moonwalk all week.
Because you did it on that vinyl tile in sneakers. That's not easy to throw a moonwalk with sneakers on vinyl tile. Like,
luckily enough, those like beat up shoes that I had, they were like these Velcro shoes, like yada yada. But the bottom of it was really slick, so I was able to get it. I got in there good.
It's worthwhile. So
you were a kid, so it's okay. I don't really like this trend of girls on TikTok being like, I get the ick from a guy if he's got this, if he's got that. But if he's got Velcro shoes, you can get the ick.
Get the ick. Yeah. And if you got Velcro shoes, guys, just cut it out.
Get some laces.
Get the ick and stop.
What if you have terrible arthritis?
What does arthritis
then don't come out in public.
Well,
what does arthritis have to do with Velcro shoes?
Not having the ability to tie.
Oh, you're talking about these?
In your handies?
Gotcha.
I mean, you could get some slip-ons, but Velcro, like, just imagine, like, oh, yeah, you're, like, getting home with someone, like, oh, yeah, so just give me 1 second.
Immediate turn.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that happens just as it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Velcro panties?
Yeah.
Yeah. Velcro's not the vibe. Oh, not the vibe.
Yeah, God. Just that noise is the death of sex. okay, so Crazy Neddy comes out.
Crazy Neddy.
It's kind of working, kind of not. Mose comes and breaks it up with the peer mediation. And everyone wins.
Oh, yeah. Pacha! Like, you're all flopping around him. Like, there's this big fight that's been set up, and it's go time.
Yeah. And then we get interrupted by peer mediation. Loomer agrees to stop bullying Coconut Head, and Ned and Cookie have to agree to stop harassing Loomer because...
Yeah. Because we found that everyone was a part of this bully cycle. Ned ended up kind of bullying Loomer at the end of it by threatening him,
Absolutely.
So it was like a bunch of, you know, missiles like exchanged and
boom.
The fog of war.
Yeah.
Things got crazy in there.
Yeah, it got crazy.
I loved watching this episode. It was one of like the sillier things we did on a very silly show, like specifically the Crazy Neddy. Like I was like, oh, I remember this fucking hair and the underwear outside my pants and just having to act like a total psycho.
Right.
So fun. This is Yordi, our friend from Amsterdam. This is Yordi's favorite episode.
Oh, Crazy Neddy.
So shout out in Dutch, in the Netherlands, it's Krakenaja.
Krakenaja.
Krakenaja. I think so. Krakenaja.
Dude, I hung out with Yordi in the Netherlands. They love Ned's Declassified in the Netherlands. I think they really do.
It's the Netherlands.
Fact. It's Ned.
Oh,
it's
the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
So I had a blast.
Yeah, Krakeneja.
Krakeneja.
I wonder what the other dubbed Crazy Neddy names are. Like, like that was very specific. That'd like you already said, like when he was a kid, like he used to like come down and like bug his mom. Like, with, like
Krakeneja.
Krakeneja.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I wonder what the other dubbed versions. I wonder what Crazy Neddy German is. Something intense.
Krasa. I think Krasa is crazy there. Krasa. Das ist Krasa.
Krasa Ned.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Niedenheiten. Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
That's part of that playful come up with your own words thing.
But be careful when you're throwing out syllables in another language. You might be like telling someone
syllables are just syllables. Lupin like cheapa. Like
you told someone.
Offended someone.
Yeah. Yeah, this was just a really fun, great Ned's episode. Like some good tips on avoiding bullying in school, being near teachers, hiding in the school office, like things like that. The bit with
the force field.
Oh yeah, if you go into the teacher's office.
School office, like force field, all that was good.
Safe spaces.
Mm-hmm. But it also felt like, you know, this was made before social media, this episode, and like bullying nowadays is not. I mean, I'm sure it still happens in person to kids, but like, I'm sure it's so different now because now they bullies have access to you on your phone.
Yeah, when you go home.
If you're
like
on social media or have a number, they can text you shit. Like,
it's hard. Yeah, it's got to be hard for kids. Like, I have nieces and like I just don't want them to have to deal with bull crap or to take things too seriously because if you want to be bullied, get on your phone. Or if you want to be offended, get on your phone. There's a million things to be offended by.
Yeah.
I hope that my nieces and then potentially children, if I ever have them, I hope that they can learn to live a life where they're not too locked into internalizing what other people have to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be misery.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard in that kid time, too. It's hard in that adolescence because, like, part of your literal, like, high-stakes survival at that time is fitting in some capacity, you know, like that's part of it when you're an adolescent. So to be bullied and feel like you're
not meeting the mark.
Yeah, not meeting the mark and now ostracized, like, man, it can fuck people up, man.
Yeah. I just wish people would just be good, but there's so many different dynamics at play. And like we were talking about earlier, like sometimes bullies are often bullied by either an older sibling or a family member, dad, mom, and they want to be able to express themselves or get that off of them. And sometimes it's such a ruthless cycle and I hate it. And I wish we didn't have to experience it as humans, but it happens.
Is that why you became a bully? Because Nate always called you fat when
he called me fat. And then I was like, now I'm gonna lose this weight and then I'm gonna call him fat. But he never got fat enough for me to call him fat.
I know. He stayed
fit. He just
fit. You know? He's just fit.
I'm just a victim, a perpetual victim, guys.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been you weren't in school though.
And when I wasn't getting
was the last place I was bullied.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that's good.
Have you been bullied in the online sphere?
I had hazing like a little bit for football. People tried it, but I was good at the sport, you know?
Right.
And so people aren't going to try you too much when you can stand on your own too, you know?
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Yeah, I never, like, not in school. I never had, like, I was never bullied. I'm also not someone that people, like, want to fight in the world. Like, I kind of take up a different space for people. I never had that, you know, attention. Like, my friend group, I was thinking about watching this episode. Like, my friend group back in Georgia, like, we're kids, like, there was sometimes shit got a little personal between the friends, you know, like,
yeah,
not necessarily with me, but like in my neighborhood growing up, like there was a bunch of us who were friends over like a 3 year, like 3 grade gap. So like I was at 1 grade, we had the middle grade and then the top grade, like my sister's age. And so like occasionally the oldest kids in our friend group, like they would just pick on some of our friends in the middle, and like it would go too far sometimes, you know. Someone,
but you wouldn't stop it.
It was you know, part of the,
you weren't Ned yet.
Part of the Lord of the Flies. Yeah, it was just part of like this shit happens, and what am I gonna do, man?
I'm gonna laugh and point.
Yeah.
If you didn't stop it, were you at least not a part of it?
I always felt bad, you know. I always felt bad. There's this one time. This one time we were playing football, and then this kid got picked on a little too hard, and this would happen sometimes. He would get, oh, so sad. He would get upset and like walk home, and then we'd all watch him walk home, and the kid who was picking on him. And again, we're all friends. Let me just say, when this occurred, we would also all hang out 2 days later. This was within the friend group, but he's like walking home to go to his garage, and he's like going up, typing his code to his little garage so he can get in and go home. He's like, fuck you guys, I'm going home. And the friend who was bullying him throws the football, and it just fucking doinks him in the head, like while he's already past his limit. That one's still, I'm like, oh.
It's on your conscience?
Yeah, dang. Just like, oh, that's rough.
Dang.
Damn.
It was taking it too far. Yeah. You already sent him home with rage and overwhelm.
Right.
And now you're going to just insult to injury.
Also, he's
got to
control his rage a little bit, you know, or find a way to get back at you guys.
So there was some of that, but that wasn't ever like detrimental bullying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no.
We were all friends and we stayed friends.
Yeah, as long as once it's like dangerous, like when a person's conduct is dangerous, then yeah, no bueno. I do believe in the effect of like words and stuff as well, especially in those formative years when you're a child and just trying to fit in. And your socialization matters, and feeling like you're an outcast is no bueno. I don't wish that on anyone. But also, you got to kind of find your tribe. Certain circumstances, you might not fit in with those guys. So go be with the people who appreciate you.
Dude, I had this whole friend group after Ned's, this whole kind of friend group formed for a while. And it was good for a while. It was all these different people hanging out. It was really cool. All the young actors, whatever. It was a cool group for a while. And then at a certain point, man, it fucking turned and it got weird. And once that happened, like it was close to me leaving, but like it turned, like kind of the leader of the group, for whatever reason, started like pitting people against each other in this weird...
Sociopaths, they exist.
Dude, honestly, started pitting people against each other in this weird way. And now all of a sudden there's this like weird tension in the group. And like he invited me and this other guy over. He was like upset that we didn't come to his, I don't know, his fucking family dinner or whatever, and I couldn't go because I had something else, and he internalized that and then created this whole thing where the two of us who couldn't come to the thing, he invited us over. Hey, man, we really got to hang tonight. Like, come over. It was all friendly. And then we got there, and, like, everyone was there. I forget what it was, just, like, water balloons or something, but it was just this weird, weird energy.
Us
where
versus
like,
them type thing?
Yeah, where, yeah, like, I got invited over, but it wasn't for the context that I thought, and literally, like, that was pretty much the end of me caring about that friend group, because it was just like nope, I'm not doing whatever this is. I'm not a part of this. Like, I don't like this. This is weird. Not down.
Yeah. Nah, I'm sorry you had to deal with that, man.
I mean, it's whatever.
I'm thinking of another moment where I was bullied. They tried me, all right? You know, they tested me, all right? But you can't test the tester. it means it's provocative.
I love it.
But it was when I moved out to California. We moved out, and there were these two kids. There was like a, I guess it was like a gang, right? They called themselves like a gang, but we were in like, I don't want to say like third grade.
Oh my god!
Like, wait, hold on, no, I'm tripping. Like fourth, fifth grade. It was like fourth,
elementary,
fifth grade
yeah.
when I moved out. But you know, it was my first time in California. The schools were way bigger. The population was larger. So you could get lost on a certain part of the playground and there's no teachers around there. So you on your own, mother. So I found myself there. It was a swing set that was way out. And it was like my first like 3 days at school or something like that. And they knew I was the new kid. I was from Mississippi. I was saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am all the time or whatever. And they had kind of been like, you know, like picking at me a little bit, like in class type thing, like, you know, throw a little something. And then they caught me on the playground, and it was like three of them, and they all came up like, oh yeah, you messing with, wait, what did they call themselves? Moo Moos, or you messing with the Moo Moos. Yeah, you played yourself. Yeah, can't nobody save you. And like, I was on this swing set, just kind of swinging. And then I brought it to a stop. Cause I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. There's something weird happening. and they call themselves Encircling Me. And then they tried to swing. You know, I'm an agile dude, though. So I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, hey, guys, what's going on? He's like, don't worry about it. You know, and they tried to pounce on me. I ended up getting not expelled, but I was sent home for like a week from school because they said that I had hit this guy in the top of his head with brass knuckles. I don't own brass knuckles at all.
Yeah, what?
But, bro, I was in there bobbing and weaving because I'm from Mississippi. All I did was play around, run, jump in trees and crap like that. I'm like, I will maul you guys. Like, I don't want it to come to this, but they brought it there. And, you know, I was just wailing on all of them. And then this last kid, he was like the ringleader. The rest of them backed off because they're like, oh, I thought, you know, bullying someone was fun. They're like, this doesn't look fun. And so this one guy, And I had never had someone kind of do that. I've never had to exchange that type of energy with someone because it's fun. I'm here to have fun. But yeah, I'm like, yo, you trying me. And so I was on him just wailing. And I was like, are you done? Oh, and I remember I said these words. So I was like, brace yourself, fool. It was the only thing I said. I forget what movie it's
yeah,
from.
Yeah, what movie
but
is
they
that
say,
in?
Brace yourself,
yeah,
yeah. fool. I think
it was, Brace yourself, fool. Like Rush Hour.
Or yeah, or Friday afternoon. One of them. But yeah, that was my line. And yeah, I got kicked out of school for that. But when I got back, the teachers were actually kind of excited because these kids had been like terrors at the school.
And you put them in their place.
Yeah.
Daniel, oh my gosh. Thinking
Daniel's
of you swinging.
I love Daniel's story time.
Because it doesn't have to go there. Like, just be good to everybody.
But if it has to go there, it can.
It's time to operate. But a lot of times those bullies, they're not well practiced in.
Amen.
You know,
they got that big bark.
They got the big bark.
Big bark.
Yeah, and often they're picking on kids who they think.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't have friends, yeah. He's new, he's polite. I was like, yeah, all right, now.
Bullies are actually weak as fuck.
They really are.
You literally find sick one of the herd.
Just to do that as a habit is like, there's something wrong. Like if you're straight up bullying someone, there's something wrong. And kids are the meanest at it.
Oh, they're, yeah.
Kids are the meanest at it. Because I don't know, I find like as an adult, there's just only so much bullying that can occur because, like, I'm an adult. Like, what do you talk? You can talk shit to me, but, like, I don't need anyone for anything. Like, in school, you do kind of need to be accepted by your peers, unfortunately. Like, as a kid, you do need it. Like, it's in there somewhere. Yeah. But as adults, like, I don't know. You can talk shit, but like I'm an adult. I don't need you for anything.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be that invested in anyone else's life. You know, you'd be invested in getting your bills paid on time and, you know, that type of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But we all obviously have the fucking internet and it's like that's where bullying is occurring. And that's where even people could try to bully. Like, of course, I see comments that
are hateful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not bullying because I'm like, you have no.
I won't classify it as bullying.
Yeah, because you
it's
have no.
Invalid. It's invalid.
Yeah. You have no say on who and what I am, and your understanding of me means nothing.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I've definitely taken to social media when I have been in less than desirable states of mind. And because I wasn't a friendly, like, person inside, like, at that point, I think a lot of the interactions I had with people could be classified as just intense, like,
combative,
stark, like, combative, like, difficult, resistant, XYZ. Not ever me trying to, I mean, when I'm in an episode, I go for the jugular, but I would never just, like, want to do that to somebody just because, right? Like in myself, I'm storming. And so if that storm comes out, like that's what it is. I found that like I've shared a lot of my personal trauma and experiences going back to PLL and all of the people associating me with Trump and like all of that. I was just not in my right mind. And the amount of people who can come at you for your own trauma that you are sharing and turn that into something where you're villainizing somebody when I was in literally the weakest state of my life, you know what I mean? And then to be judged on that, to literally have that still be attached to your person 10 years later.
Yeah.
And I was in a place, dude, where when I was on Pretty Little Liars, people hated my character, but it went so much further than just hate. Like, there was this tweet that was like, retweet this to push Lady M. Chaucer's to suicide. And jeez, there were like a bunch of retweets. And I remember reading that. And if I would read that now, it's like,
yeah.
But then when I was so close to killing myself,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was awful. And like, I didn't feel protected by Pretty Little Liars at all. Nobody ever stood up in my defense. They actually like would tweet jokes about my character when I'm like, you wrote this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So how can you literally be making me the butt of your joke?
Yeah.
But it's like, I think like I have always just tried to be candid and very honest about myself, about the way I have been a bully, the way I've been bullied, the way, you know what I mean? Because they really are two sides of the same coin. You can't really experience one without like creating the vengeance for another, where you're, whether you're aware of it or not.
Yeah.
And so like, I think like intention is really fucking important. And it's just like, why are you telling people to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Like, my God, you know what I mean? Well,
the internet's so fucking ugly. I hate even talking it because I don't want to talk to these fucking people.
Because
even now, us having this conversation, you're going to get DMs saying kill yourself.
See, told you you were a bully, kill yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, it's tough, but I'm glad you've grown through that. And I think we all do. And usually it happens in childhood, you know, that realization that you cannot focus on the things that don't serve you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's somebody out there right now that hates your guts for whatever reason, be it they don't like people with long hair, they don't like people that wear fluffy shirts or whatever. And you can focus on those people and listen to all the negative things they have, that negative perspective about you, or you can focus on the stuff you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying
is normal. Do you have a problem with my fluffy sweater?
I hate it. Looks disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that.
Right? Simple. We cleared simple
that.
No,
I really like that, no, actually. I wish I would have picked it up.
It's honestly too hot for this room.
It's
kind of warm.
It's cashmere. I'm sweating. Why I thought I could wear this in this room is foolish.
It's a strange
one. I just feel like also just like keep other people's names out of your mouth.
That does help.
That's
that does
simple.
Help. And that's a line that even on this show, I've had to ride thinly because I said something about like my boy Billy. You know Billy.
Yeah,
he's like
told
a brother.
You told that great drunk story.
The great drunk story with him and Hutch. And now I don't know how he took it, but.
Talked to him about it?
Well, I told him that I was like, hey, me and Hutch, I'm having Hutch on the pod. And you know, one of our greatest experiences, you like da 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 da. But he's like, oh, yeah, say whatever you want. But then he, you know, I called him and didn't get an answer. And then I went to Arizona and he didn't pick up. I didn't go specifically to meet him. I was going to see my cousin, but I was like, oh, goddamn, I think I offended Billy.
Really, though? From telling a story that actually happened and like...
I don't think it's that. I think he's probably just been busy. But you saying that we do have to just keep other people's name
out of your mouth.
Sometimes you just gotta... It makes things easier.
It's hard when we're talking
about our experiences.
Well, and just when we're talking.
Right.
Yeah, it's just hard when we're talking on a public podcast, but like, we're talking about our lives.
And he has a family too, so he's probably not even concerned.
I'm sure he's not concerned about his drunken UCSB
from
journey.
Years ago, yeah.
Stories that involve other people don't mean that it's not your trauma to share or like your experience as well. You know what I mean? Especially when you're reporting things truthfully.
Yeah, I think truth supersedes. Yeah, because I can say that I'm being bullied about something when the truth might be that people didn't want to pick me on the team because I hadn't been practicing my soccer moves, you know? And so now I don't get to play soccer with the guys because I suck at soccer.
Mm-hmm. That can be, that's all part of it. Yum.
Yeah. Yeah, your BPD thing is intense too, because you've definitely come for my jugular before, and I had to like recognize like, oh, Lindsay.
Oh shit, that did happen a couple times. Huh?
Yeah, a few times. A few times where it was like, oh, Lindsay is out to destroy my being. I'm aware enough and love you enough to be like, oh, this is so not personal. Like, this is so, and I told you.
When you start to sound so crazy, nobody takes it personally.
Yeah, that's if you really, you know,
yeah.
Not everyone would do that.
I know,
but
that's why you're my friend.
Yeah, but honestly, it was like growth in my ability to be your friend because I recognize like part of your spectrum. And like part of your spectrum is this manic thing that happened. And like when it got directed at me, I was like,
holy.
Whoa. And then I realized, like, dude, you came in hot, kind of out of nowhere.
I know.
Too. I was like, holy shit.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. And then you just come for the core. And I realized like what was happening. And I think I said to you like, hey.
When you can be calmer.
Yeah. Like, hey, whoa. And like, I love you. And when you're ready to like have a normal conversation, I'm here. Yeah. You know, like
he didn't say normal because that would have made me feel that would have triggered you. Yeah.
What like do you mean
said,
normal?
When you're ready to be calm, I'm here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I thought, go, daddy, go.
Yo, oh man. Yeah, it's a bullying. Bullying really sucks because, and we mentioned kids, right? And they're the worst because they're in that phase of their life where they are trying to characterize everything. They want to categorize things. So, there's Poop Boy.
All right.
Like on the show, Timmy Toot Toot. Like, yeah. That's his whole name. Like, you know, you're always a four eyes. Like, you know, something to put this person in a box. And so they're just the freaking worst.
Yeah, but so if someone puts you in a box as like weak or lesser or
I've been othered. Yeah. But I think we've all experienced it at some point. And now this begs the question, I'm gonna go out on a limb here, don't crucify me, do you feel like there is a certain aspect of, and see bullying is such a specific word, but tough love almost is what I'm looking for. Do you feel like let me talk about what I feel like. I feel like certain moments where I was bullied in my life, it did help me to develop thicker skin.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it was like, you know, incremental. Like if somebody's just coming in hot and you're like three, you've never been, no one's ever called you a poop head. Then like that's my little niece's big thing. She just loves calling her Uncle Dan a poop head. All right, bye, poop head. She just loves that. But you know,
she just loves that.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
bullies
bother
me. Daily.
It doesn't bother me
daily.
I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. Why should I care that I'm being called a poop head? I don't have poop on my head, which is dumb. Like she's not even right.
But you know, we do have to learn how to take the, you know, roll with the punches. If you've never received a little little slight punch, then it's gonna feel like someone just swung back haymakered you.
Right.
You know, so those incremental losses or attacks on your ego, I think, help you become a better person within reason.
Bullying is not good within reason, but at a certain point,
I feel like kids are so like it's weird, like that the bullying pandemic, like epidemic, seems to be at its high, but kids are also being like raised and coddled differently high.
Yeah.
So when you don't sort of allow the pack mentality in the good way to let you know where your behavior fits in society, mm-hmm. then you start thinking that society needs to conform to you, right? Which, and to what you're doing when
which
it's
is
like,
just not the way the world works.
No. That's not a way a group setting works.
Yeah. And it lets you know like what is acceptable and not acceptable, like you say, in that group setting.
Exactly.
So it's like sometimes that hard response to something you're doing is
the best.
Yeah.
Nips it in the bud right away.
It incentivizes you to.
I know.
You don't conform all the time, but
just
gotta learn.
Just tough. Yeah. Yeah.
That way you can pick. It's like, okay, yo, I like picking my nose. I don't care what none of y'all say. Right. I'm gonna hang out with people who pick their nose.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Or I'm gonna say maybe picking my nose. Like, I don't just have to pick it. I could stop picking my nose in front of people.
There's such a thing, too, right? Like, you're gonna get most triggered. Any of us are gonna get most triggered by what we feel insecure about ourselves if someone says it. Like, if someone called me something that I have no, like, that's not even in my realm of understanding, you know, or understanding myself, like, it's not even gonna hit me. It's gonna be so strange, you know? Like, you, Devin, you fucking smell bad or something. I mean, maybe I do sometimes, but like, if I don't have any identity thing with that, like, I'm just gonna be like, no, I don't, and okay, bye.
Yeah, you get that it was just an, you know, just words someone tried to throw.
But
yeah.
That's weird. That's this weird dynamic with hate comments online. Is the ones that hurt me the most are the ones I already tell myself.
Yeah, those hurt. And, those hurt.
And see, it's your bully being reflected.
Yeah, yeah,
back
no, no,
to
exactly.
You.
Yeah. And then when I don't, if I don't take responsibility for that, I could defend and make them so wrong for saying it. Mm-hmm. No, you're just, when really, like, they just said, like, you're fucking washed up. And I'm like, I feel that sometimes.
Dang.
And they're like, why are you talking about your show from 20 years ago? And I'm like, I know, I asked myself that question. Like, it's always the things that like I have. But then I do this thing of like, I'm gonna make peace. Like, I'm gonna make peace. There's gonna be haters on the internet. How do I feel about myself? And can I laugh? Like we talked about in other conversations, like, can I not take this so fucking serious, what this stranger is telling me, or even my own, whatever, my own feelings about where I'm at. Like, I'm here in my life now because of so many specific reasons and the way life has gone and me doing my fucking best and choices I've made to be who I am and get where I want to get. Like, ah, no, that's all right. So someone like seeing the cringe aspect of like doing a nostalgia show, I'm like, yeah, it is a little cringy, dog, but we out here.
We out here. We out here.
Cringy. And like, people, whatever a growing population lives on the street. Cringy. I have literally restructured my values to where hanging out with my two best friends for a living.
It's not so bad.
Not bad.
Not exactly.
Not bad.
And any aspect of it that is cringe is like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, life can be a little cringy.
Yeah,
life
sometimes you gotta dive into
life isn't so fucking cool. You're not so fucking cool all the time, man.
Yeah, and that's why
a little silly.
So I've shared a lot of like intimate stories on the podcast, which I have no
problem. Have you, Lindsay?
I have no problem with it. And all these people online, like trying to be like, she's a slut hoe. I absolutely know that I am not those things. And so it doesn't, I mean, that's just not a thing. In fact, I feel hyposexual.
I mean, you've also talked about how you haven't had sex for like fucking years
exactly.
at this point. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. But no, people don't hear that. They hear what they want to engage with and talk
about.
They're
like, me at 26, what are my sexual experiences like now? I'll project that onto what they're saying at fucking 16 and 17. Yep. Yeah. Oh, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I take it all with a grain of salt. People always have something to say.
But it hurts worse when you have a certain feeling towards the person. Do you know what I mean? Or a certain like love, like you end up taking everything that they say personally because it touches on this like, it's almost like shitting on this version of you that was there.
Sure. Mm. Well, think, you know, the old quote, like, think you're enlightened, like, go spend time with your family. It's like, it's not to say bullying, but like, yes, if you love the person in a certain way, if it's family and they say that one word that you've tried to fight against your whole life, whatever it is, irresponsible or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, I'm not that. And I've worked hard to not be that. And you're fucking, you're like
pleading your case.
Yeah, but you're at home. You're all like enlightened. You're like, I've moved past that. Yep. I'm whole. I've healed my past. And then your mom's like, you're fucking irresponsible. And you're like, I'm not, you bitch. I've been working on myself. I've done work. I told you I shouldn't have come home.
I told you I shouldn't come home.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's like I try to start beef. So they're like, you're not welcome this year. But.
Say same. Except.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to make. Your biggest bully will be yourself to yourself is
Amen.
The truth.
Always. Like, always.
You've got to control that mind.
Biggest bully will be your conversation that you're having about yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard. I feel bad for the, like, there were kids who were really fucking bullied in school.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you know, some I'm friends with, you meet adults who talk about it. Like, man, I was like really bullied growing up. And like, there's a version of it, like you said, where like you kind of grow through it and grow past it. And it's kind of that like just healthy enough, challenge in life that it grows you. And then there's the version where like kids really got targeted and didn't have the tools, community, family, whatever it was to like combat it. And it happened extensively and they stay kind of traumatized into their adulthood. For those kids, I feel so fucking bad for, and I kind of want to say, we're not at the end of the episode, but I'll sort of say, this feels like my tip for this episode is like, if you're one of those kids who was like really fucking bullied and you still feel like you're kind of working to fix the past, like you're working to overcome that still and you're an adult, go to therapy. Like truly
100%.
Unpack the fact that you probably still have grief in you around you not being able to feel free as a kid, you being forced to grow up or feel isolated or feel not good enough, like that your innocence was robbed from you by these bullies, and that then you internalized this fucking insecurity that they were right.
Yeah.
So if you were super bullied growing up, truly, go to a therapist. You don't have to go for a year. Set up a month where once a week you're going to go unpack this shit and let go that, like, even now in your adult life, like, you might have some grief from your childhood around that, that you can address, you can move through, and you can accept that, like, this is no longer happening to you, and you're allowed to choose how you feel about yourself in your adult life and, like, not be, because what happens is you get victimized in your past, and then you try, in your present, you're trying to correct what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we all do, but life doesn't work that way. You can't correct the past through situations in your present. Like, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that.
You can bring closure to your past with new actions.
Yes, and you can create new patterns in your present, but you can't fix the past. It's what happens.
All you have to do is deal, like, with the grief and then the emotions.
Deal with the pain, deal with the emotion.
Now, if it's like some certain type of like bullying, because it bleeds over into any traumatic experiences, like repetitive traumatic experiences, especially when it comes from a group of people or a person. We do want to heal ourselves. And I believe we all heal ourselves differently in adulthood.
Yeah.
Either we make sure it'll never happen to us again, or like some people like to take it out on other people. But you do have to, I don't want to say let it go, because that doesn't ever feel good to say, especially someone who's still afflicted by something. But like you said, therapy and finding ways to just be fulfilled in your now, I think that's the greatest thing you can do for your childhood self. I think of moments where I felt like I was wronged, like even in the industry and things like that. And it's like, I can't go back and rewrite a lot of that stuff. But finding ways to be fulfilled in the now, in the present, and not allowing what someone did to me in the past to affect me in the now. That's the greatest thing I can do for myself, and that's the biggest F you to those people who tried to fit me in this box and make me stay there, you know?
So. And, like, affect you for a time. Like, you, that threw your life into whatever that imbalance was for a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best thing, you can't go back and make yourself balance back there. You can just... Right now,
I owe it to myself. Right.
Yeah. What do I want now? Not to correct that, but what do I actually want? Like, how do I want this life to go now? Yeah.
And hopefully,
start creating those patterns.
Hopefully, I can enjoy myself while I'm on whatever the healing journey is. I think finding enjoyment and fulfillment. Once again, like even this pod is very therapeutic for me, and I feel like it's the same for you guys.
Definitely.
Being able to share things, but we try to not laugh through everything. Some stuff we just say and we get it off our chest. And I love that we have that option. But I love that we have a forum where we can manifest joy with each other as a method of healing versus trying to stick it to whoever we feel like we don't rock with or, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a good way through shit, man. Yeah. It's like with friends and laughing through things, even some serious things. There's a time for dropping into it, and there's a time for, like, I mean, Jesus, man, I can't believe how much we laughed about your 5150 story, but that shit's hilarious.
It's like, dude, I was in there for like 20 minutes. And that was a whole
but
thing.
That shit's hilarious.
And I thought, just a second, please.
Whatever you I got did. Even more.
Check these. Gotta go. Can I get out of here?
Dude, and I'm sorry to you guys if I've ever said anything that...
What?
You know, because amongst friends, they're like, we say that line is so thin. If I've ever said anything
I
that
have never
too
felt
much,
that way.
Okay.
I have never felt that way.
No good. Okay.
You with us?
I definitely feel like if either of you hurt my feelings, I would literally start crying.
Oh, immediately.
Immediately.
On the spot. Yes. It's like, you would know if you
would know if anything happened.
Yeah, and you overshare with us?
Or any jabs. I'm saying,
you know,
like, any
I mean?
Jabs
like about,
I've taken.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the jabs.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's... friendship.
That's what I'm saying. And that's
love it.
That fun. Now, I'm not trying to give a rebrand to bullying or anything like that. But the fun that friends have together, like we rip, you know, on each other. Like, that's what we
it's
do.
It's one of the joys of my love. Like, my love for my friends is that we can shit on each other.
And see fun. Beyond it.
Yes, and know, like, it's good. I love you.
Uh-huh. And sometimes things can be constructive. Like, my brother said stuff to me where I'm like, you know, I grew from that thing you pointed out. And yeah, I get you were exaggerating and said, oh, I'm just kidding. But there's a little bit of truth to everything, so.
You know? So much truth and just.
Daniel, you really got to get your shit together. I'm just kidding. You're a total piece of shit.
It's a prank. Got the butthole.
It's Uranus.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think that my top for that is... So you're going to play both the victim and the villain, but you're also neither of those things simultaneously.
You're going to go both ways.
Yeah. Sometimes. It's like whatever is happening to you, freedom equals taking responsibility for your side of it. Right. So like you're going to be locked into somebody else's narrative or how they feel about it or, oh, that's what they did and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, dude, take responsibility for your side of the street, whether you're the victim or the villain this time, and just do what you can to like return it to the center. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't stay stuck in either of those places for too long.
Yeah. My tip, and you know, pardon the language, but man, I've been in a couple relationships where I found that I could help my partner by giving them a glimpse of my methods to solve issues with other people. And so my tip is fuck 'em. Fuck 'em. That's my tip. Sometimes you have to know that other people do not dictate the experience that you are going to have. Now, there are some circumstances that are tough, but a little bit of fuck them goes a long way. Fuck them. Hey, and move on with your day.
Amen.
Don't focus on what somebody else is talking about, especially if there's no validity to it.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Wow, Daniel.
Dude, fuck them.
It's honestly great advice. Is sometimes fuck them, man.
That's our episode.
That is our episode. Thanks for being here. If you're spending your time bullying people on the internet, stop. Dude, there's so much cooler shit you can be doing with your time and energy.
Yeah.
You can impact people positively or neutrally or affect yourself positively. Just bullying people on the internet.
Practice what you preach.
Or you that could, too, or you could learn to play piano. You could
with your butt.
You could go look at. The Did you burns imagine your, outside?
Your cheeks having enough dexterity to just hit those thin?
You could go on a walk and have a gentle breeze touch your face and have this moment where you go, wow, the world's beautiful. You know, you could do things like that with your time instead of anonymously going, so I don't know, think about it. Yeah. But also, if not, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yes.
Love you. That's our episode. Love you guys. See you next week. Hit us in the comments.
Yes. Try to enjoy the world, not at the expense of others.
Amen.
That. Thanks for watching this week's episode. Big shout out to our patrons.
Patrons.
We love you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for making this show possible. Patreon.com/NedsPod. Mm-hmm. We got bonus content.
Oh, yeah.
We got patron-only live streams.
All that.
We take your questions and answer them on the pod.
That part.
It's a good time.
Wow.
Do it.
And a major shout out. Either over my face or your face,
to our
super friends.
Hey, time for the super friend dance now. Big shout out to our super duper friends.
Super duper friends.
Legendary XAK.
XAK. And then who else we got? We also got Eve. Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Yeah, let's go.
And Eve.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you guys. For real. We love you.
Super friends
we'll
dance.
See you on the live
Super
stream.
Friends dance. We love you guys.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for watching this episode of the Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide. And if you guys want clips from the podcast, be sure to go check out the Ned's Pod Clips YouTube channel. We got a link in the description, so go ahead, click it. And if you want more exclusive bonus content, come on down to our Patreon. Oh, yeah, we'd love to have you. And the link to that is in the description, too. Peace.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.